So this part three is Google Sites. This is an excellent addition to the Google Suite. When the children sign up to their Google Gmail account, they automatically get given, I think it's about 100 megabytes of space for a website. So the website, if you're going to control this and have some kind of degree of control basically over what happens on these sites, there are several things you need to pay attention to. One is the naming. As you've named the children's Gmail accounts or got them to name it with first name, middle name, last name or initial, then you really need to do the same with the site. But when you come to do the site naming is something like sites.google.com/sites and then whatever you're going to call it. Now, if they try and put their name in, sometimes it won't allow them to put their name in, and it gives them something like, Maya Supersite or whatever. It doesn't really work because you might have three or four Mayas or Mias or whatever in your school, and it doesn't really help because what happens is in your Gmail account, because you have subscribed to the, or the children have allowed you to be a viewer, or to be an owner, I'm going to show you, to explain about this in a moment, to be an owner, it becomes in one big list. If you're trying to find, you know, two children out of, you know, 400 or 300 that we have, it becomes at 9 impossible. You have to do Control F or Command F in that page and go and find a name. So, naming the sites is a little bit different to naming the sites. Have a generic order. So we are going to use BISV, their class name, so that when it appears on that web page and all the sites that are associated to you, you can go and find it straight away. You know, year 4A, you know, year 4P, whatever. I know that they're going to carry on using the site when it carries over. That's the issue. That's the issue we had with last year. If you want to go with naming it by their name, by whatever, it might be a good idea to have their date of birth, you know, their year of birth at the beginning. That's one thing that was suggested to us. We've kept it with their names. My colleague and I are we're quite au fait with the names. Some teachers aren't. Some teachers find the names difficult. It's up to you. Have a generic name where you can go onto the page and find things really easily. Next thing, the sites themselves. Now, we've allowed them some degree, or quite a lot, you know, a large degree of freedom and expression. However, they, you know, whatever site, whatever template they want to use, they can choose whatever they want. When you're flicking through the sites, if you've got 100 sites to go through, you know, you've got an entire year group, you know, with five or four entry, it can give you dizzy spells. It really can. You've got 50 tabs open, and you're flicking through. I would, in that respect, when you've got to go and put comments onto the pages to say, you know, how well they're doing, have a uniform style. You know, allow them to make pages later, and you know, have a their own scrap page or whatever. I would consider doing that. The other thing is subscribing to every single web page. You've got to subscribe, because that means, and so the parents have got to subscribe as well. So all the changes that happen on that page, from a full stop added to a video being embedded, you will know about it, and it will come straight to your Gmail account. The knock-on effect of that is if you have 300 Gmail sites where you subscribe to in an RSS fashion, it means that your inbox is going to explode. You need to create filters, as I explained before. You need filters by year group, by name, by class teacher, whatever. In those pages, the parents need to be added as owners. There's a sharing button, and you get three areas: owner, collaborator, viewer. The viewers are only their friends. They can invite all the friends that they want to view. But the three people that need to be added as owners are their parents, obviously themselves, that goes to that question, you and the class teacher, because they will have a Gmail account as well, and that's what you'll set up. That way, everything's out in the open. All comments are there out in the open, all attachments, all embedded documents, everything. And it's another aspect that the parents really like. They see this progression of their work. They see the from the tiniest little things in year four all the way up to year, you know, the embedding and of maps and everything into their sites. The parents absolutely love it.